Listen, Mahaprabhu rejected saffron clothes.
No, never.
This is from
Bhagwat. He left his. Never. It has been told by Mayavadi, not by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Mayavadi. And when he was
turned,
then he never told. At that time, he used to know Raya Ramananda like a bogus person, like a mad person, like a lusty person. But when he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what type of Ramananda? Then he never told lies. I have written a very good essay on this. Essay, Manuel?
Yes, sir.
And I told them to print it at one, not part by part, but they are doing part by part.
Uh-huh.
I want that this should be translated also.
In one booklet.
It should be, because very confusion is.
But they have no idea, no test in this. What they do, I don't know. I told, but even they have not.
Maharaj, they say that the Babaji is also quote Sanatana Goswami.
No,
also
never
quote
Sanatana Goswami was not Babaji. From where he took?
No, no, they don't quote.
They quote
them. They say, we're coming from Sanatana Goswami.
Never. Where is that line? From where they can quote?
They quote his teachings?
Yes, they quote his teachings.
No teaching. Well, from where they are coming? Sanatana Goswami, from whom he took to Babaji Vish.
No, they are not telling that. They are
telling
why
that.
They are not telling this? They should tell that from whom Sanatana Goswami took this Babaji Vish. Just quote any reference. Is then written, he took himself. He took some cloth from Chandrasekhar or Tapan Mishra.
In Varanasi.
And old.
Torn.
And he made himself and took it, used it. Never, no mantra, nothing. Then they should react to him.
So where is this Siddha Pranali coming from? Siddha Pranali
coming from very beginning. It is in our epics.
It is there.
But not like that.
Ekadasa Bhav, not like that.
Ekadasa Bhav is there. But it will come at the mood of bhav. When a stage of bhav, asakti, and after that it will come. From upside. It will descend.
Not cheap.
Not taking anything like from others. And that is why they are all characterless, bogus person. In Jaivadham, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had said, in his song, he had said, it will come by the mercy of Srimati Radhika in the higher stage. Not that you should give a Kadas Bhav and he does not know anything, he cannot clear his stools and all the other things. They don't know anything. They want moksha, liberation. That by doing so, practicing these, then we will have liberation.
Mixing Nikunja Seva.
Why Nikunja Seva?
There we go, Nikunja Seva. Whether it's Radha and Krishna are always one.
We will emerge in Brahma.
Yes.
After doing all these bhakti, chanting Harinam, hearing Harinam, and if you will be Siddha, then you will emerge in Brahma. You will become Brahma. There are so many Babajis of life.
Yes.
And to them, they give this Ekadash Bhav. Who gave first this? From where the origin of this giving this? Where? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave? Or who gave it? Who is the originator?
No
evidence. They cannot do. So they are bogus persons. No
parampara.
No parampara. But we are parampara.
Because sometimes they say, oh, Advaita from Gadadhar line, or the quote from, like that, Babaji from Gadadhar line, or Advaita line.
Nityananda Prabhu has a Kadash note from any Babaji. At that time, there was anyone Babaji. Who created Babaji? Never. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, anyone can show this line of Babaji? Name of Babaji even? In Chaitanya Chaitamrita? Never. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Antare kara nishte bhajya loka bhavhar achirate krishna tamaya kaibya udhar nija siddha deha kari abhavan siddha deha
mani nija siddha deha kari abhavan
ratri dine kare radha krishna rasavan. He has told like this. This is siddha deha, siddha pranayama. Krina Dapishwa, how a prince will come by temple? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling that Suna Ram Rai, Swarupa Ram Rai, he is telling to them, oh, you should follow Krina Dapishwa, then prince will come. This is Siddha Pranali, like all these things.
Oh, Prabhupada said like that. Shrivati Siddhanta said that. This is also Siddha Pranali.
Not like this bogus person. Never.
Because they are big influence now, more than before. Many Western devotees go in. They all fall down.
For lusty persons. Yes.
All these Western devotees, they fall down.
I see that all the mad and lusty women, devotees, like not devotees, women and all these things, they fell in the trap of them.
They want quick results.
No.
It is cheap sahaja.
They don't want to
go through the
follow Upadeshambhava. Manashiksha, they don't want. They don't know whether there is a book. Sham Kund is so beautiful land, Radha Kund also. In my left side, Krishna Kund, and right side, Radha Kund. So many beautiful, sweet groves around Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Lalita, Vishakha, and all others. I'm sitting to have the mercy of Radha and Krishna conjugal. So, first Srimati Radhika is our Swamini, our
mistress.
Our worshipable. She is our Aradhya. So I must please her. How you can please? Not by glorifying her, but if anyone is glorifying his beloved, then he will easily be so much happy, and she can bestow anything you want. So, first we should try to please Srimati Radhika. How you can? By glorifying his beloved Krishna, Shyam Sundar. How? Namaminandana. If you can think the meaning of these slokas, Namaminandana, and then Kirtan, then so much anand you can feel here. And heart may melt it with meaning. Karena Venu Ranjitam.
Krishna is in floats, keeping the float on his lips. And by hands this, drink this. And smiling, sing towards his beloved. Karen Venu Ranjitam Gati Karindra Ganjitam. And when he walks something, then elephants sometimes walk like this. No? In being immersed in sulfur, what?
Happiness.
As if they had drunk so much wine.
Intoxicated.
Like intoxicating. So, Krishna is like that. Karena Venu Ganjitam Gati Karindra Ganjitam. More beautiful walking, sweet walking than that elephant. Gati Karindra Ganjitam Dukula Pita Shobhanam. Dukul, two sides. Dukul, Dukul means Uttariya. Uttariya, you know, like this. Very beautiful. More yellow than mustard oil seed, or we see in film, more seed. It's like thunderbolt, sometimes flashing on cloud, color of clouds like his body. So on that yellow color, oh, very good, decent. Dukula pita shobhanam. And then, namami nandanam namani. So all these slokas have very, very decent and sweet meanings. If anyone will do kirtan of this, and thinking something, what is in that sloka, poems, oh, Krishna will come in their heart. With Radhika, in the last sloka, it has been told that after that, Srinanda Nanda Nashtakam Pathet Jasa Dhyanvita Tared Bhavabdi Dustaram Labhed Angri. Labhed Angri. He will easily cross the birth and death, sufferings and sorrowing and everything, lust and everything. He will easily cross all these things. And Labhed Angri Yugagamakam. Yugbakam Mani Kanjugal. Radha and Krishna both. Where? In Radhakunda. At Radhakunda. So, when chanting Munindravinda Vandite, try to know some meanings and thus you will feel so happy. And you will be absorbed in thinking. Mind will not go here and there. It will be automatically it will be absorbed in this. So when you chant name, then you should see that I am in Vrindavan anywhere. In 84 crores of Vrindavan anywhere. You can be on the same shade of Bansi Bhat, sometimes in Nandagaon. Where Nandagaon? Terkadam. And if you like to weep bitterly, then go to Uddhav Kyari there. And see, there all gopis are there lamenting, sorrowing, feeling sorrow for Krishna. And sit there for some time and chant Hare Krishna, like all gopis, feeling so separation.
And if your mind is going here, then go to Govardhan and try to chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and to Parikrama to Govardhan. You can take some rest on Kusum Sarovar, Govinda Kund, and especially in Radha Kund, taking bath. First take bath in Radha Kund and then Sham Kund. So chanting like Hare Krishna and thinking all these things. Gradually mind will be controlled. In our Sampradaya, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami, anyone has not to do anything to remove anarths. One need to engage mind all time, every time, second by second. Only for what thing? To engage our mind in chanting, remembering, reading, worshipping, whole 24 hours. So that mind cannot go here and there. And thus we can easily conquer this. You will have some taste that these are the process to enter in bhakti really. We should try to follow. There will be a class in at about 8 here.
Ten.
So you should join all. I may come sometimes. Sometimes I will be busy in writing something. In morning, when finishing my tour, walking, okay. I may come. Sometimes at 10 also may come if I have time. And evening I will
surely
come. 2 hours. If I will speak something and then Jayanta Prabhu will
translate.
So it will take more time. Gau Pramanande. I want that sometimes Govind Bhakat Prabhu, sometimes Navdeep Prabhu, sometimes Prem Prayojan, sometimes Nami, sometimes Shubhal Sakha, sometimes Undari, Gyan Das Prabhu, all senior and very good Vaishnava, knowing all Siddhants. These are senior Vaishnava from Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I know that there are all so many. She is also qualified. My daughter also, Vishakha, is so qualified, so they can give. One day, two person, they will give classes, very beautiful. And thus, our 7 days there will be so gainful. We can gain so many things. Like Rupa Goswami has told, without association of Vaishnava, we cannot gain bhakti. Bhagavad bhakti rahe dur, sansar nahi khoy. Means, what we speak of bhakti, even our attraction to worlds and worldly desire will not go. Four things we should try to be far away from. What are that? Eating, then? Four things. Eating,
sleeping,
ahar, nidra, bhaya, maitun, fearing and mating. We should try to avoid all these things. Also 3 W's.
Wealth, women, wife.
Here women's male also. For women, male, and from for male women, both. Not only one-sided. So we should try to follow all these things. Don't take smoking and ganja bhang, you know?
Ganja.
What is
marijuana. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Everybody knows ganja.
Ganja, oh. It is like so dangerous that it is like a big poison. Anyone can die. I will tell about this in full classes. And have a very belief, strong belief on Gurudeva and Guru Parampara. Don't have any doubt on our Guru Parampara. Otherwise you will die in Paramartha, spiritual life. You will lose. You should not think that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was a very simple person. Simple means
not so much knowledge.
Ordinary. Don't. He has come in West, East, everywhere in the world, and he made a kranti,
revolution
in Bhakti Yoga. So we should not lose faith on him and our Guru Parampara. Any Babaji cannot do. Anywhere Babaji has been not written in epics, Vedanta, Upanishad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahabharata, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the books of our Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti, Karte Thakur. From where these Babas came? So don't be in their traps. Those who know that Parakiya Bhav is material, Krishna is material, Bhakti is material, and we are material in this body. They have no conception of true
nature,
true
transcendental
love and Parakiya Bhav. They smoke, they take ganja, and they deeply believe in Guru Parampara, and thus they want to have so many Parakiya ladies, not married ladies, Parakiya ladies. And these ladies want Parakiya husband, and they met together and doing so much Vyabhichar means?
Bad behavior.
They cannot, in lakhs and lakhs births, they cannot touch bhakti. Even a semblance of bhakti. Semblance of bhakti. They are all offenders. So we should believe in our Guru Parampara. And the line which has been given by our Guru Parampara. And what you do to earn your life, to maintain your life, you should do level less time more than this. What are you going to tell? You mean? You have to do so much labor and to feel sufferings in maintaining your life. I see that someone, 16 hours in like machines they are doing. They have no time, anything. We'll have to do more labor than this. Rupa Sanatan used to sleep 1 hour or not 1 hour, even sometimes not sleeping. always weeping, crying, and so we should try to do like that. I see that so many devotees, they don't attend morning arati. They don't feel any upayogita, utility of doing morning kirtan. They don't feel anything to do chant and remember and to read books. How they can progress? They cannot progress. Now I'm somewhat old, not better seeing.
Eyesight.
So weak my eyesight. That is why I don't attend Mangal Arati. But when I was in the level in Mathura, to my room, and Thakurji said, daily I used to. It may be that I fell down, coming from there, from stairs, downstairs. That is why I bought. But after three, I always never sleep. You should try to do so much labor. Don't be idle. If you are doing so many things, practicing bhakti yoga, surely Krishna and Srimati Radhika will be merciful to sprinkle their mercies. Thus, Hari Bo. Go. And lakhs and lakhs bus has fun. He will be lucky. Then they can see and they can touch. Gaur Brahma.
Chakshur unmilitam jena tasmai shi gurave 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 gaurachandraya radhikaye tadale krishnaye krishna bhaktaye tad bhaktaye namo. Perhaps you have heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raya Raman on the bank of Godavari that when Raya Ramananda told about sadhan sadhan, that sarvadharmana parityajya mām ekam saraṇam vraja aham tvām sarva pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi mā śucā. Then Chaitanya Mahāprabhu told that iho bhajya āge gahār. Why he told? It seems that what worldly person take the meaning of this śloka, that as if Arjuna is taking shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna only to give up all the fears. What fears? I will kill all my brothers, my pitamaha, guru, grandfather, and the daughter of the sons of my brothers, cousins. So it will be very great pap, sin. So Krishna will save me from this. That is his taking shelter. And that is why he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that there is no Atma Dharma. There is no service of Atma to Krishna in this. Only by fear of all these things, he took shelter. But Krishna has told also that paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. If we will connect both slopes, then a very good meaning may come. What Krishna has told to Arjuna, he has told the essence of the whole Upanishads. And especially this sloka, after Manmana Bhava, there are four things: Guhya, Guhyatar, Guhyatam, Sarva Guhyatar. What? Guhya,
confidential,
more confidential, most confidential, and then super confidential. So, what is Guhya, that is confidential Atma Dharma, that I am part and parcel of Krishna and eternal servant of Krishna. This is Guhya. And he told to follow this.